Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently, so you need to follow the support this show link in the show description, and every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 52 of the Heal Your Hole podcast. Yes, 52, one whole year. Where we look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. Today we are doing one whole year because that's where we're at. And I'd like to thank everyone. I can't actually thank everyone because there have been hundreds of people who have helped me over the year. But I have to mention Emily Burke, my minder, my mentor and fantastic editor, and also Jennifer Dollard at Acast, who gave me a nudge, and she's amazing. She's doing phenomenal things with Acast. But yeah, the year has had ups and downs. We've been bored in the house, and the fucking house bored. Some weeks I wanted to go lick trolleys and I was jealous of the dead people. Other weeks I was covidly obese or coronally depressed. But we got through it, and I am going to play some of my favourite clips from over the year today. That's what I'm going to play. So I'm going to start off with, I suppose, some old celebs that were kind enough to come on the show. So we're going to kick off with little clips from people like Mario Rosenstock, Amy Huberman, Dustin the Turkey, Blondie Coffig is in there, Sharon Mannion, Laura O'Mahony, comedian, and Kate McGrew from the Sex Workers Alliance of Ireland, Jo Donnelly, great actress. So yeah, have a listen to these ladies and gentlemen first. But where I got my calling to become a healer of holes, I've said this before, is I took part in a show called Ireland's Fittest Family, and we won €10,000 for Arc House Cancer Support. And my coach was Dunica O'Callaghan, an ex-Irish rugby player. And he shouted at me when I fell off a ship container, broke my coccyx, and he shouted at me, get up off your hole and get on with it. And that really just had an impact on me, especially when I was hovering over the toilet for the next 8 weeks. I couldn't even sit down. You know, there's nothing you can do with a broken coccyx. It's your tailbone. So I was trying to heal my own hole, and I kept remembering what actually I have a clip. Hang on there a second. I have a clip of what he said to me.
Get up off your hole and get on with it.
Yeah. And when a man that size, nearly 7 foot, shouts at you, you do get up off your hole and get on with it. So there you go. Oh, excellent. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a fella coming. Hang on a second. I'm actually parked in Woody's DIY shop car park. Oh no, he's going to throw me out. Okay, I'm just going to keep the head down. Sorry. There's a fella coming over to the car. Oh no, please. Okay, I'm going to hide under the duvet. There's a fella taking a piss up against the car. God. No, I can't see anything. I'm under the duvet. Oh, please, please don't see me. He's peeing up against the car. Bit of uric acid might clean it. Oh my God. Please go away. And I can't complain. I have peed in the most random spots in the last while, because there's no cafes, bars, hotels open. If you go on a walk, you just have to pee down some lane or something. I swear I saw nothing.
Well, there's so many different kind of Cork accents. Like so like Ronan O'Gara would have another kind of Cork accent.
Oh,
and I don't know, Norma, like where that would come from, but there would be that thing with his
He's 75.
I have 75 children and thanks, but I don't know.
I know his wife. I used to go to Pony Camp with her.
So I don't know. I don't know what Cork accent I'm doing when I'm doing it. But obviously, you're from Cork.
It'd be really funny at the end of the day, is it? Roy Keane had an affair with Natalie Portman. Star Wars. I thought it was overrated, to be honest with you. I thought you were poor. I thought you were poor in Star Wars. I thought it was a bad performance. I thought you were lackluster. I thought you could have done more with Chewbacca and Han Solo. You know, I thought the little fella, the Yogi or whatever he's called, you know, and the fella that talks backwards. What's he talking about?
And if you fail to prepare, to fail.
I mean, that's what you should do. Roy should do another episode of him called Talking Through Your Hole.
Ronan and Roy.
Well, there's another Cork accent as well, kind of Brendan O'Connor.
Jesus Christ, that's amazing.
How bad were you on Salpeteen, Norma? I know, you said you take Salpeteen. How bad did it get, Norma? Like, when you were doing, I really enjoyed you, and what was it, Jennifer Zamparelli's there? I really enjoyed your performance, but when you said you did Salpeteen, is that right?
I did, took a load of it,
When did it really get bad with the Salpeteen?
I think around the time my communion.
Was she a funny looking baby?
She was, God bless her.
Who did you say that I looked like when I was born? Norma,
is this really bad?
I was told for my life that I looked like Les Dawson when I was born.
No, I didn't say Les Dawson. I can't actually mention the person's name because he's Irish, but you had a thing.
No, it was Les Dawson.
No, you weren't like Les Dawson. No, you weren't.
Is it worse than that? It's worse, isn't it?
She was very squashed, God bless her. It took her a couple of weeks to unfold.
You have to face up to these things. I am poultry and I have to live with these things. So any question you want to ask, I'll give you an answer.
Well, does the stuffing go in the hole or does it go in the gullet? You know, when the poultry...
Be honest with you, I know myself, right, that I've been, like, from me friends. Now, luckily it hasn't happened to me, but it goes up the hoop all right. It goes in the hole.
It goes in the hole. Because one butcher said he'd shove it in both ends. Like, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's just butcherism, excuse the fact, but I mean, he should be put in jail for that. I mean, that's just, it's absurd enough getting it in one hoop without getting it in the other as well. No, that's just, he should be closed down.
He should be closed down.
By the HSC and the health and safety.
You have no idea what's ahead of you.
Are you telling me your body could still make a baby then?
Well, I think my body is saying, make a baby, and my head is going, don't make a baby.
Right. What are they called? What are those?
I call them slivers of liver.
There's a name for those blobs, clots. They're not clots.
They're slivers.
They're slivers of of liver.
Yeah.
Like lamb's liver that your mother would have made you.
I'm not lying. And if you squish them, like they're solidy enough, you know, they're bloody.
But you wouldn't obviously squish them because that'd be weird.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Okay, great. And for fitness, is it just the two of you be mad into the sex? Like, is that what keeps you going?
Oh, sure, listen, we're right around ourselves. Like everybody in lockdown. Just like, so when, repeat, you know.
When two comedians have sex, do you laugh the whole way through?
We crack jokes. All the way through. We shine a light when you have 5 minutes left. Then you know you have to wrap up then, probably.
Oh my God.
We refuse to finish until we get around the phone.
I missed the memo on you're meant to groom yourself before you go in to have a baby in Hollis Street. No, you're meant to go in like a baby's bottom to have your baby.
Oh, I didn't know that. But with the section, somebody comes along and does a little bit of something.
Oh well, they wouldn't have to if you'd. They shouldn't be shaved. No, you should have gone in.
Somebody shaved me. Oh, shaved me.
Yeah, no, you were fierce. You were fierce, Harry. Yeah. What do you call a place that's kind of a dive or a kip that you'd never want to live in?
A hole. It's just a hole, no?
It is just a hole. I was going to say a shithole.
I'd be delighted to help you. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Do you have a pole?
I don't have a pole, but I've gone pole dancing. I've gone to classes, yeah.
Norma, you got to get a pole. You got to get a pole. And I can virtually teach you some moves for sure.
I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that.
Great.
I'm sitting there now and I'm just recording. You're in trouble.
Just go home. No, I'm comfortable. I don't care.
I wonder, are there people still buying waistbands that have buttons and zips?
Ugh.
Imagine.
I dare say it's people we wouldn't like, Norma.
What kind of a bra do you have on now today?
Oh, sports bra.
Yeah, me too.
Well, to be fair, these are G's.
Oh, you've always said big, big
bazookas. I need the
zip up the front full on.
Do you? You do. Oh, so wow. If you wore a pumper booster upper, you'd give someone a black eye.
Well, I can't see my feet at the best of times. Right. If I put that on, my chin would just rest on it. Anything I ate would just be on my personal shelf.
Oh. Okay, right. Well, you've got rid of my angry hole, so thank you very much. Thank you so much to all of you guys, funny feckers. And now I am going to play some clips from over the year of my favourite pranks and my favourite sound bites. So we'll start off with Grania Kelly. She is an STI guru. And we'll move on to Jackie Cassidy. She has a beauty salon in Killiney. And after that, it'll just go on from there, from everywhere to the White House, to the County Council, to sound bites in shops by the sea, parks, tents, whatever. Anyway, enjoy.
Unfortunately, we're just not open fully just yet. But if you wanted to keep an eye on the website, yeah. We will be opening up when things are a bit more.
I was going to just let it go, but my friend has started calling him Michael Itchy Balls because he's just constantly scratching, you know, and it just... I'm just a bit nervous. I'm mad about him, like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But and it's probably something that's very easily sorted. Yeah. You know.
All right. Okay. Okay. Well, thanks a million.
A good thing to get checked.
Thanks a million, Grania, for taking my call, because I didn't know, with the whole Corona thing, I didn't know who I could talk to. So I'll just tell him that both of us want to get tested and end the story, and I won't mention about the scratching.
Or if you feel comfortable to ask him about it, you know, maybe he's not even aware that he's doing it. So maybe it might prompt him to get checked that bit quicker, you know.
Okay, all right.
Definitely keep an eye on the website. And
all right.
if you can't get to his GP, or if there's any issues that way, we'd be able to see him at some point.
He's gorgeous looking. Okay? He's gorgeous looking, Grania. Gorgeous looking.
Oh, great.
Grania, this is Norma Sheehan here.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
My glitchy mouth.
I better put on an accent or something. Okay. I'll pretend to be American or maybe Spanish.
Hello,
is that Jackie by any chance?
Speaking.
Hello, Jackie. My name is Brenda. You were very kind to me once. You did a great waxing job on me, and I just saw that you're sending out products to people. Is there any waxing products you're sending out, because my nether regions are just gone berserk?
No, it's just skincare products at the moment.
Skincare,
I'm sending out. You'd be better with Vise wax straps or something, strips like that, just to keep you going until we reopen.
Oh, really? And what about just a scissors? Would I just have a go at it, maybe a bit of scissors, or would that do long term damage? Yeah.
No, you'd be fine. Okay, you'd be fine. And then wait. And when we're open, then in July, come and see us.
Okay. And my husband has he's a really good Remington shaver, but I'm just nervous of the different blades he has on it, that I might damage my bits. You know, if there was anything, you know, that in case I went in too deep. Do you know what I mean?
Fine. Don't worry.
Okay. I'm just trying to think. Is there anything else you'd recommend for creams down there? If I do,
I can't hear you really. I'm walking and it's very windy.
Oh, sorry. Okay. And
I'll call you back. But you should have no problems with that.
How are you doing yourself? Are you good?
Okay. Bye bye now.
Hello.
Hi there. I was wondering if I could get through to the potholes department.
Okay, I can log it for you if you want. Have you got a reference number about it?
Yeah, well,
or is this your first time ringing?
This is my first time ringing, and it's there's two potholes near where I live, and there's a graffiti artist, I think, after having a go with them. So one pothole is now the kind of the winking eye of a penis, and the other one is there's two butt cheeks around it. So it's just not a great. It's a bit of an eyesore on the road, to be honest. So I said I'd kind of let you know.
And there are two potholes, are they?
They're kind of like gutters. They've been there a while. Actually, I do remember kind of dipping into one of the holes before, but you know, they're not too crazy, you know, they're not too dangerous. It's just I just feel the the phallic items around them now.
Okay. Yeah. They are two potholes.
What if I take a picture of them and get the exact location. And ring you in the morning?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Would that help you?
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. The office is temporarily closed. Your comment is important to President Donald J. Trump. Thank you again for contacting the White House.
Hi there. My name is Norma Sheehan, and I'm calling from Ireland. And I was just wondering, I just want to leave a message for Mr. Trump. Maybe he's out golfing or something and he didn't get the memo, but he's not the president anymore. So I don't know why his name is on this line, because we're well into November now and it's time to move on. So I just was wondering if he could pass my congratulations on to Joe. And I've heard Joe has some heritage in Ireland here, so we're already building a petrol station for him at the side of one of the motorways. I don't know exactly where yet. And Camilla's totally welcome here as well. We'd love to see her. So yeah, just any time if you could pass that on. And Trump, I'd say time to get up off your rump. I actually have a good message in here from a woman. I'm not as bad as her now, but she's going through the menopause. I'm not quite there yet. And have a listen to this message actually.
I'm in my perimenopause, and when I go to bed at night time, I get these flipping hot flushes, pain in the hole. My husband thinks it's an invitation for a ride, and the last thing I want is a ride. Help. I turn down the sheets gracefully, and he thinks this is right on for a big, big fat ride.
What's your opinion on Halloween being faked because of COVID?
Ah, bad job, man, to be honest with you, man.
Bad sus.
But the only good thing about it, you know, when you're walking into a shop, if they wear a face mask, face blocks, you can rob whatever you want.
Jeez, I didn't know that. Whatever
you want. Bottles of vodka, bottles of Jameson, get back in the
office. And you're only with a bag of schnookies. Oh, really?
So, no face, no case.
No face, no case. Oh, my God, I didn't think of that.
No face, no Mountjoy. Get back to me.
Hi, lads. I'm just wondering, how have you found 2020, and on a rate of 1 to 10, where would you place yourself as regards Lazy Hole or Mr. Motivator?
Total Lazy Hole.
Total Lazy Hole. Well, at least you're honest. And if you were to get up off your Lazy Hole, what would be your movement of choice? Lifting a beer to your mouth?
Probably, yeah.
Right.
Pulling the flute off yourself.
Pulling the flute off yourself. Okay, great. Well, do you know what? Whatever makes you happy during this terrible year.
Okay, guys, so this is the noise from the people camping next to us. Is that a human? Is that an elephant? Is that a motorbike? Is that an asshole?
Under the sign, now it's in tiny writing, so you'll have to excuse my reading. Bathers are advised that sightings of dry robe wankers have increased in this area. They can be easily identified by their grim reaper silhouette, and I'm not wearing any knickers style of walking. They are known for taking up a ridiculous amount of space for the dry robing ceremony. They come in many different colours,
But the most dangerous of the species is the camouflage dry robe wanker, normally leader of a larger pack of dry robe wankers. The camouflage dry robe wanker, CDRW, has extra annoying qualities like having a GoPro, selfie stick, drone or assistant to document all 2 minutes of their swim. And lastly, I'm going to play a few little snippets from people very close to my heart who I absolutely adore, and to be honest, probably the funniest people on the whole year. Definitely funnier than me anyway. So Pat Sheehan was a highlight for me. He did Arsehole of Nowhere. Kay Delaney, a relative, did Birth Holes. Then I had Martin, Mickey and Joe. They did, what do they do? You're a, whatever, 2020 Me Holes or Glory Holes or something. And my kids called me a pain in the hole. And my favourite was Tom Buckley, a man from our village who just gave everyone a little nudge to stay at home and, I suppose, sit in their holes.
We'll say lucky or pampered, but we were all sent off to boarding school, myself and the two brothers in front of us.
And how would boarding school compare to the coronavirus?
The coronavirus is like summer holidays in Spain or something, man. It's like boarding school is not for the faint hearted, man. I'll challenge anyone to put down a Sunday in boarding school from from 12 mass, and then once mass is over, cold. Like to spam, actually, it was like whatever, I don't know what spam is, like it isn't food anyway, but we used to eat spam and a banana for dessert, and then from 1:30 until 6 the afternoon we study for like 10 hours. And unfortunately, if you were a student and you knew what you were studying, you'd be sorted, but like if you're thick stupid like myself, you'd be like the world. And there was the longest, mother God. And like this was back in the day now when we did just come out of black and white TV, so you had two channels and radio was forbidden playing during the day. So mother, it was,
what was it like going from that to over New York having guns put to your head in Manhattan when you were working for UPS?
To be honest, like looking back now, it was a great learning curve, and it gave me a heads up for coping with situations that I found myself in or whatever. I mean, there was only maybe one or two times I got a gun put to my head. I wasn't handy enough. But it kind of...
You don't seem too traumatised by the old gun to the
head.
No,
it was granddad to get it. Like back in those days, the criminals were grand, I mean.
So she looked at the lady and she said, what? She said, you're going to have your baby. She said, well, it's going to come out exactly the same way as it went in. I don't think the poor lady was any the wiser, but we were with her in the labour ward and she was almost
there.
Was she
simple or was it just for...
She just didn't know that was how it was in those days, really. She was only, you know, like there were others the same.
What age was she?
They used to think she came out belly button.
Came out the belly button.
Yeah.
It was great when Corona was supposed to be a drink, right? And Donald was supposed to be a duck.
Well done, well done. But I think a lot of, God help us, people. There's a lot of people out there, God help us.
Yeah.
Make no effort. They don't seem to know how to entertain themselves.
Right.
They don't seem to know how to communicate. When I hear, nobody called to my house last 6 years, but they have a bloody electronic gates.
You know what I say?
You can't get in.
Get up off your hole and make
get
it
up
yourself.
Off your arse.
And she wears the same thing every single day.
I wear the same thing.
You wear a sports bra, a vest and manky ass shorts. No, she wears a bright pink sports bra, a navy singlet, like with the straps, and then she wears navy shorts from Penny's.
Probably the same knickers as well.
No. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
And bra.
You don't even wear a bra.
And she wears a pink, a neon pink sports bra.
Guys, that's my COVID uniform, so I don't have to think during COVID. I bought 6 pairs of shorts, 6 vest tops.
They're all the exact same.
They're
150 from Penny's,
bras,
probably on sale too.
And I have about 50 knickers, and I just alternate them every day.
Hi there, I'm doing a podcast called Heal Your Hole, and this week I'm doing it on glory holes, because apparently in parts of Canada they're advising people to use glory holes to reduce
the amount of spread. Do you know what a glory hole is?
No, but I'm very intrigued.
Right, a glory hole is like a hole in a partition in a toilet or a hole in a sheet where people can do the business but they don't have to touch each other. So the Mickey Daniel goes through the hole and you have the hee-haw without touching. Have you heard of a glory hole?
No, but it seems to be the way of the future now anyway, don't it?
Okay, and... would you?
And I have a lovely clip here from a man in my home village. And if you needed any more inspiration to stay at home, have a listen to this. He's a total character. The whole village love him. And so do I. So I hope you're doing okay, Tom.
I'm Tom Berkeley from Whitechurch. And I go for a walk every day. And I have two nice girls looking after me, Glenn Berkeley and Mary Murphy. I'm very bored. It's just on all day. I can't do nothing, no sport or nothing. I'm 85 and I thank all the people that's looking after me. I stay away from people as much as I can. And it's yeah, I keep away from each other and everything will be okay.
Okay, Tom, we'll stay at home, boy.
So that's it for me for 1 year. I have no idea what I'm going to do next week, as usual, but I'll come up with something. Something holy. And yeah, I just can't wait to, I suppose, get the vaccine. As a woman said to me yesterday, she's an elderly woman and she hasn't had it yet because we're a bit behind here in Ireland with vaccines. And people were discussing, oh, the dangerous ones, the good ones, the bad ones. And she said, do you know what? I'll take any prick that's going at the moment. I thought that was brilliant. Okay, if you enjoyed the episode, please, please, please in particular forward this one to your friends because it would give people an idea of what I covered over the year. Do tell people about it for hook's sake because it's all about the listenership. So I'm so grateful to you guys and do the old follow or the like or the ship or whatever. But yeah, till next week, I am truly grateful to you listeners for listening to my shite.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.